Kathy Lewis. It is the nearly end of the fiscal year for many organizations, including WHRO. And it's that transition between the years that gives us a great opportunity to look back and also look ahead to see what's coming up for the viewers and listeners of WHRO and WHRV. So we'll do that today. We have our President and CEO, Bert Schmidt, in the house with us, and Vice President of Content, Heather Mazzoni, also in the studio to take your calls, to share some exciting news about some new programs coming your way, and to talk about the general state of public broadcasting in Hampton Roads. After this news from NPR. Thursday afternoon to you. I'm Kathy Lewis. We're glad to have you with us today. It's a little steamy outside, And so, you know, but remember how it was in January? We must not complain. It was pretty rough, pretty grim in January, February. So let's just enjoy the heat. We're talking today about the past year and the future of WHRO. It is that fiscal year moment that many organizations look to every year where they get to figure out how to make sense of what happened in the year that just went past and how to prepare for the year ahead. We are glad to have in the studio with us today Bert Schmidt, who's the president and CEO of WHRO. Good to see you. Thank you for being here.
It's always good to be on the show.
And Heather Mazzoni, which you could do anytime, just to be clear. Heather Mazzoni is the vice president
good radio,
of content. Good to have you with us, Heather.
Thanks, Kathy.
So everybody is always, look, everybody has a thought and an idea. So if you have a thought and an idea about WHRO or WHRV, this is your opportunity to speak to the president, general manager, and the vice president of content. That means all the programming, all the stuff you see and hear. We're at 440-2665 or 1-800-940-2245. You can also join us on our Facebook page as well. A little bit later in the program, we're going to be talking with Mal Vincent. He previews his screening of Gone with the Wind at the Narrow this Sunday. That might be too much deliciousness in one Sunday afternoon. I'm not sure. So Mal will be with us just a bit later. But give us a call, 440-2665, 1-800-940-2245. We're certainly going to talk about some stuff that's on the air, and we're going to talk about some stuff that's off the air, sort of more in the education realm and workforce development realm in which WHRO has been heavily engaged for the last couple of years. So give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Let's get to programming first, though, if that's all right, Heather.
Absolutely.
You've got some big changes coming up. I hope you're not here to tell us we're changing. Just confirm that, because I got everybody all in a panic back there.
I heard that a few days ago.
That's right, but not
happening.
You're
saying another view, the new lineup is good
new
to go.
New lineup is good to go.
Absolutely.
Take it to the bank, people. We
Absolutely.
Got thumbs up enthusiastically from behind the glass, so thank you.
All right, well, starting in July, we have some program changes coming. The biggest changes will be Sunday morning. We are currently airing Prairie Home Companion, which is a repeat of the Saturday evening
that's
show
right,
that
yes.
we air at 6 p.m. Now, that's a live broadcast, which we are committed to by contract, actually, to carry that. And putting in its place, we will be airing On Being with Krista Tippett, which is a program that we've wanted to bring to the air for many years, but just have never had the space to bring it to radio. So On Being will be on at 10 a.m. And at 11 a.m., we are airing Ask Me Another, which is another splendid program. Very much like, Bert, tell me about that.
It's kind of a combination of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Sunday Puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wildly popular show throughout the public radio system. Something, again, I've wanted to get on the air for quite a while.
Yep.
And it's a trivia kind of show.
Yeah.
Live
trivia
audience.
Is so hot right now.
Yeah. So it's actually a fairly hard trivia question. So it's, you know, Wait, Wait, it's a little more, you know, current events.
Yes.
Kind of more of a funny comedy show.
Right.
This is funny, but it's a little more for the Sunday Puzzle folks as well.
It actually, right. It reminds me of Trivial Pursuit. Like
yeah.
you're playing a board game.
Oh,
you
fun.
Never know what question you're going to get.
That's
lots of fun.
And this On Being show, I've seen the promos for this and other, mm-hmm. I don't know why, I was looking online for Krista Tippett and this came up. This looks like a great placement for Sunday morning,
it's
doesn't it?
It's fantastic. It'll do very well Sunday morning. She speaks to philosophers. One week she may be discussing Buddhism. The next week she may be interviewing a musician about how he writes his songs and what has affected him in his life. So it's about life and being. It's just a sensational show. And Krista is a wonderfully talented host as well that guides the conversation.
And so that's going to be coming to you Sunday mornings at 10.
Yes.
On WHRV-FM. That's starting July 5th.
So starting July 5th.
Right after the 4th of July holiday. So two new programs coming to Sunday morning. Well done.
We're excited. And we do have a couple other changes. Bob Edwards is no longer in production. So that program, those programs are going away. Those were airing Saturday and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. We're bringing Selected Shorts up to the 7 a.m. block morning.
Nice. Yeah.
And Sunday morning, you will hear With Good Reason, which is currently aired Thursdays at 1, which creates a nice space for us to air specials that occasionally come to us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we always, there's lots of great public radio programming that we simply just don't have room in the schedule for. So
right.
What were this manager's special, we're calling it at the moment, Thursdays
it's the internal
at 1.
Name.
It's where we can play. It's where we can bring in short series, Invisibilia, which is only 6 episodes. You could do that run for 6 weeks. Programs like, you look at Radiolab before it became a year-long program, would come in batches. And it's hard to schedule a show that's a number of batches of shows. So this will allow us to change it up. It'll be
the
playground.
Radio Playground.
Yes, Thursdays radio at playground. 1.
There we go. Yep. So. Well, that's exciting. And I love that show, With Good Reason. I have to say, that's just a great show from the Virginia Center for Humanities. And they talk to a lot of professors around the state and just really interesting people about what they're doing. So that's moving to
Sunday mornings at 7. Yes.
All right. Fair enough. So it'll be a very lovely Sunday morning for you. 12 minutes past the hour. 440-2665, 1-800-940-2240. Your opportunity to talk with the president and CEO of WHRO and the vice president of content. We've just been talking through a couple of the changes on the radio side of the house. Some changes coming to TV as well.
We do have some changes coming to TV. July 6th, we will be airing Monday through Friday weekday blocks from 3:30 to 5:30. We're going to be creating a drama block where we can air programs such as Jewel in the Crown, some of the older Masterpiece series, some Masterpiece series you may never have seen. Doc Blake Mysteries will be there. But one of the wonderful things is we'll also have the opportunity to take what's currently airing on Sunday evening and repeat some of those, such as Poldark, Grantchester, which a lot of folks missed the first run. We've gotten a lot of calls from viewers saying, gosh, I'd love to see that program. And now we can actually say, well, great, we're repeating it in this time block.
I think Catherine wants to talk about some of those British mysteries on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Catherine, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kathy.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just calling because we all adore the sort of 45 to 70, the British mysteries, especially some of the older ones that are not copying American, sort of flash in the pan kinds of things. And we're going to miss Bob Edwards greatly. And we love you because you have that great talk show. And talking about ideas and important issues that are relative to women and mothers and children, and not pushing agendas that might not be popular with the vast majority of Americans is kind of where we are. And I don't know, we just think you're doing a great idea, but we'd love to see more mysteries and glad to hear that may be on the agenda.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Catherine, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. Those British mysteries, I'm telling you, people cannot get enough of.
They love them. And we also, Saturday nights, we air Father Brown at 9 p.m., which is a British mystery, and as well as
Death in Paradise.
Thank you.
10 o'clock.
That's a yes.
Thank
right.
you. I wanted to say Last Tango in Paradise.
Yeah,
Death in Paradise at 10 o'clock. But yes, we're always looking for more mysteries.
Yeah, my husband's a clergyman. I always say, could you not get a mystery solved once in a while? Because that guy is totally getting it done on Saturday night. 15 minutes past the hour. Matt's on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Matt. You're on the air.
Hi there. I like jazz. I think Jay Sennett's wonderful, but we have too much of it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I love hearing from everybody. We do have a lot of fans of our jazz program. In fact, it's one of our, Matthew, believe it or not, it's one of our highest fundraising endeavors.
Yeah, Jay has a huge following, and we probably won't be reducing the amount of jazz on the air because the folks in Hampton Roads do love Jay. We're very fortunate. When I moved here 8 years ago, and I met Jay for the first time, and he said he was one of the frankly, the biggest fundraiser during a radio pledge drive. I kind of laughed at him, but it's true. Hampton Roads loves jazz, and so we'll be continuing to bring Jay. But we hear you. We appreciate that. Everybody's got a lot of taste, which is why it's nice to have so many different radio stations.
Matt, thank you for the call. 15 minutes past the hour, 440-2665, 1-800-940-2240. I think that's the great challenge of programming, it seems to me,
because
I love Jay, I love our jazz program, but I'd probably be in Matt's category in terms of if I were just programming the station for me, mm-hmm. I might not program so much jazz. But that's the challenge of programming, isn't it?
It's the challenge. And, Anthony McSpadden, our program director.
Jay is going to bust through this door here in about 2 seconds.
I'm looking. Anthony McSpadden, our program director, and I work closely together, as well as we work with Bert as well, to really make sure that we have a lot of perspective when we put our schedules together.
And that's the beauty of public radio is that we live here in the community, and we can program the schedule based on feedback we get, whether we're out in the community, people call, write, email. So we really will schedule it for Hampton Roads and what we find people like. If people weren't supporting jazz, we wouldn't have as much jazz, but people clearly love it, just along with all the other out-of-the-box and all the great programming we have. But we listen very closely to our listeners.
17 minutes past the hour. It's 440-2665 or 1-800-940-2240. Dan is on the line now from Williamsburg. Hi, Dan. You're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon. I've got two bones to pick.
Bring it on.
The first one goes all the way back starting in 2000, and ever since we changed the century, everyone has been calling the years as 2001. You don't need to put and in the number.
Oh.
And in fact, in speaking with numbers, and is a decimal point. So when you say 2001, what you've actually said is 2000. Period one.
Yeah. Do you think that's gotten better now that we're in the tens? I've thought the 2000s were a little bit tough, but now that we've gotten in the tens, where pretty much everybody says 2015.
No. Every time I'm on the radio, every single day, there is somebody that's saying 20 and 15.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And you said
that's across all the programs, not any one specific.
It's, okay.
You know, All Things Considered, Morning Edition, BBC, you name it, it's there.
Duly noted. And what else, Dan?
There is, as far as I'm concerned, way too much religion on the radio. It needs to get backed off. And Chris Tippett, I used to run over the road long haul, so I was in all kinds of different markets. You see her all the time, and every single day. She was interviewing some pastor this, a minister that. That needs to stop. And every news show where something was doing an on-the-scene report was talking to pastor of this church or minister of that other church. Why? You're hurting yourself.
Hmm. All right, Dan. Well, thank you for the call. So Dan's concerned about the amount of religion. Yep. One of the things I think, though, about this broadcast and others is it's not sort of one brand. It's a multiple look at
Absolutely.
The world of spirituality that
mm-hmm. and faith, which it can sometimes isn't religion.
On Being is a new show for us. It will debut next month. We have not aired it. We're placing it Sunday morning for a reason. There's an audience for that kind of programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, Hampton Roads certainly has a religious community in it of significance. So we want to make sure we provide programming for all audiences. So we'll see how it plays out and let people test it and give us a feedback.
That's the beautiful thing, too. It's, you know, if people don't like it, then you cancel it and we move on. Michael's on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Hi. Kathy. I had to call, and I hope this is okay, but I had to call and say that I love your show. You know, you're amazing. I know that word is overused, but you are. You know, my work takes me all over the country, and no matter what state I'm in, I like to listen to local NPR stations. And I do it because of the work I do. I like to be informed about what's going on with events in the area that I'm in, and also what things are affecting the people that I'm about to work with for a month or so. And none of the shows that I've tried to listen to on local NPR stations have come close to yours in terms of variety, comprehensiveness, as well as being, you know, really insightful and entertaining. I mean,
thank you. That's you know, so nice of you, Michael. I really appreciate that.
I want to say one other thing. Don't wait, you know, because what's really great is that your skill at taking a question or a state of an opinion that may sound maybe some of us think sounds negative or biased, and your ability to sort of distill it, address it, and then keep the conversation going, I think is so valuable in our society right now due to, you know, a real focus on this anonymous contribution of people that can be really negative and harmful. Wow. And so I'm so grateful for your show, and that's why I listen to you online wherever I am.
Michael, I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much. You could not have said anything that I think we would have valued more. Because that's really what we tried to do. I mean, that's really what we tried to do for 18. It didn't start out that way. We just sort of discovered that. And the idea that we wanted to create this Living Civility Lab, this oasis where people could come and talk about what's on their mind. So you could not have said anything that would have been more welcome.
And there's a reason why this show receives so many awards. In fact, in 2 weeks, it's up for a bunch of more awards from the Virginia Association of Broadcasters.
Jinx
so
that.
I know, but there's a reason for that. And it's always nice to hear from your brother calling in.
That's right. Michael, my brother. Yeah. I do not have any brothers, by the way. Thank you for the call, Michael. I really appreciate it. 22 minutes past the hour. Sue's on the line now from Norfolk. Hi, Sue. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I enjoy radio so much because in my job I travel, but I want to give a shout out to the Jefferson Hour. Love Clay Jenkinson.
Yes.
I love the things I learned from that show, and I'm so glad to hear it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, is it?
It's not.
And in fact, Clay will be coming back here next year. We have plans to bring him back to the Roper Theater for a live show.
So
we're going to do some stuff here. You and I haven't talked about it yet, but he'll be back here at the station for lots of activities. So we're working with him right now. So
he is so much fun in those kind of live events too. So Sue, we'll keep you posted on the dates for that.
Next spring, he'll be back here.
Next spring. Thanks for the call. And you know, he has a long relationship with this station because this was one of his early reporting stations, which is, and he's been very, the thing I appreciate about him is that he remembers that and he recognizes that, which I always appreciate. 23 minutes past the hour, and Pat is on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Pat, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hey, Miss Lewis, I wanted to echo what that guy said about you. I listen to you, I drive every day, so I listen to you all the time. So
thank you so much.
You do a great job.
Thank you, Carly.
Keeping us up on what's going on at our 757. But my question is, PBS, are you going to bring back, or is the History Detectives coming back at all, or is it gone for good? I used to love that show.
History Detectives, I will have to check the schedule and see if that one's coming back, but I believe it is.
No,
really?
We were in the PBS conference just a few weeks ago, and it comes out of Oregon, and my belief is at the moment funding ran out. I could be mistaken, but I think that's why. I mean, of course, we will certainly air if any more produce.
Yes.
But I think there are some funding challenges right now with that show.
And that's always tough, Pat, too. And you know, that's a variable that obviously we don't have any control over because I think so. A lot of shows meet that fate. Mm-hmm. They run for a period of time, and
people should understand these shows on television, PBS shows, are created by stations. So every station that produces these shows, they've got those fundraising challenges, not for just the normal membership, but to raise money specifically to make these very expensive shows.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Henry's on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Henry. You're on the air.
Yes. I was going to ask, do you have a show to replace Bob Edwards on Sunday morning?
We sure do. Sunday mornings at 7, we're going to air With Good Reason. And that currently airs Thursdays at 1 p.m. So we're moving that to Sundays at 7. So that will replace Bob. And, you know, we were really sad to see Bob go away. He's been with NPR for so long. And then he moved to satellite radio, and they were producing a fantastic show. So it's with sadness that we see him, I guess, retire for now.
Yeah, well, I mean, he certainly is.
He's had a long career.
He's had a long and rich career. So, Henry, I think do you listen to With Good Reason now? I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I've heard it. I don't listen to it all the time. No.
Okay, it's a really good show, and I hope you'll give it a listen on Sunday morning. I think that's kind of a nice space for it as well. So I hope you'll enjoy it, Henry. Thank you for the call. The thing I love about that show is it brings you some of the teaching talent from all over the state of Virginia and in our colleges and universities, and they're doing some really intriguing research. John is on the line from Virginia Beach. John, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm calling about fundraising.
Okay.
I hear the people on air being very positive and polite about getting people to donate money. I'm wondering if there's a way we can find to make people feel who don't donate feel guilty. I'll take my answer off
all
the
right,
air.
John, thank you for the call.
Those kind of calls are appreciated to let folks know. We get about 1 out of 9 of our listeners are our members.
And that's improved. It used to be like 1 in 12, I think, right?
It has improved, yeah. and membership in general has improved. We're doing the pledge drives. And we have other ways of bringing membership in. But, membership is very important to this organization's financial health, and we have about 19,000 families who give. So we're very thrilled with that support. There aren't many organizations in Hampton Roads that can boast having 19,000 donors.
I think the caller's point is an interesting one about this delicate balance between encourage.
Yeah.
Because, there's a line where if you shame, nobody likes to live in the shame tent, but right. I hear his point about, maybe communicating that piece more.
I think the message we want to put out is always one of a positive thank you for your support. We would encourage you to join and be a member. But, at the end of the day, this is public radio. It's free. You don't have to be a member. You will get public radio if you let your neighbors do the job for you. So, sure, that's possible.
See, there you go. That was good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, let's
there
do
you go,
that.
Bart.
What he said.
I pitched a couple times.
Ricardo's on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Ricardo. You're on the air.
Hey, hi, Kathy. I just want to say, first of all, congratulations on your show, because Hearsay is amazing, and I'm just really lucky that it comes up during my lunch hour.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you.
So that's really nice. But also, I wanted to make a couple of notes on your Ginger programming, which, change is part of life, and it's always welcome. So I really hope that, in the future, you guys think about, other programs that are coming up there. I will be definitely looking forward to whatever you guys are throwing our way now. But Invisibilia, I heard the podcast. It's pretty good. Hopefully, people will seem to say How to Do Everything. It's a short form podcast that I don't know if it could be integrated to programming, but it's really good. And also,
I'm sorry, which show is that?
It's called How to Do Everything. It's an NPR.
Oh yeah, sure.
Podcast.
How to Do Everything. Yep.
Oh, I love that.
It's a great
one.
Show.
But, also, there's a there's all these things like Latino USA, for example, mm-hmm.
which
all
we used
Latino.
To run, I think, didn't we?
Before my time,
yeah,
I think years ago,
It's interesting. This world of podcasts has allowed listeners to get lots of great programming, but it makes it some of these shows are not they don't fit neatly into a schedule. If it's a 17-minute show, it's really tough to put it on our air. You're going to be, wildly creative with a schedule where you're having like 3 17-minute shows. It doesn't, when shows like the Moth Radio Hour, the Moth did its own thing for a long time and it had a variety of lengths. And then they said, look, we're going to do a full hour so radio stations can carry it. So with all these programs, they start out a podcast. It's a place to kind of experiment to see if they're going to take off. And I think those that find a real following realize they need to be like either a half hour or an hour long show.
Yeah, it's a great point. Ricardo, that format is lovely. The one thing I like about it, and it's not on the air, that's very true. One thing I love about it is that, if it's 17, if there's 10 minutes worth of content, you can do a 10-minute show. If there's 15 minutes, I mean? That's the great thing about
it. That's what we found on the TV side. We have this series called The Scene, which is an online-only video series focused on local arts in the region. And when we produce those segments, they can be done in any length that the story requires.
And in fact, that you'll find that on our Facebook page right now, the latest version thereof. Vanessa's on the line from Williamsburg. Hi, Vanessa. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I think that one thing that we're overlooking is not necessarily a program, but Sandra in the morning. Would stop listening if she wasn't there.
Yeah, I hear you.
I have to travel from Norfolk to Williamsburg every day, and I'm telling you, she has saved my gas tank many, many times.
I'm confident of that. She is on those cameras, isn't she?
And I know that she does that on her own. I thank her wholeheartedly for that.
Yeah.
And my other thing is, Kathy, I absolutely adore your show. I listen to it every chance I get.
Thank you.
It's one of my favorite shows, and I'm glad when my lunch break falls around your showtime.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
that. You're very welcome. And the thing that I don't particularly care for is the whole reason that I come to this channel is so that I don't have to surf through rap music and rock music and all of this stuff that is just completely annoying to hopefully most of my demographic. That on my way home, because I have to travel late to get through the tunnel, I have to turn the radio off at 7. I know that people love Out of the Box, but we have a whole other channel that's devoted to music. Why can't we break that up and put all the music on one channel and keep our news and our thinking and our thoughts on this channel? I just cannot stand the music late at night. And it really bothers me that this is a news channel, that this is a talking program mm-hmm. channel. And I have to sometimes I'll turn it on. It's like, what is this? And I have to look and, yeah, this is my NPR. Why is it
okay.
so loud?
Okay. You know? Vanessa, boy, you know, this is...
Yeah, absolutely. We have had music on this channel on 89.5. It's always been part of the radio station. Even when we were only had one radio station, we split it up with classical, but the design has never been to be an all talk station. We do have more talk, but we do find that there is an audience out there that adores the different types of music. And this, the type of music you hear on 89.5, you wouldn't hear on any other station.
Having a full-time classical music station in the region, one that we're very lucky, but I'm not sure we would want to just say music is music, and classical and rock should be on the same dial. It's a very different demographic, and I think the audience for the WHRV is more likely to want to listen to a show like Out of the Box than the classical music folks. And again, Paul Shagrew has an amazing following in Hampton Roads, so we're thrilled with the work he does.
Thank you for the call. Now, I will tell you, if you are in your car, this is a great option as well. You know, if you're in your car and you have a smartphone, you can download these podcasts and listen to them.
You can do
as
that.
Well.
We also have the WHRO app that has all the radio stations that you can stream. I travel around a lot, so I can play the station, listen to this show anywhere I am in the country by just streaming it in your car.
Let's go to Adrian on the line. Adrian, our intern, Adrian. Hi, Adrian, you're on the air.
Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
It says one of our very successful interns who interned here and was the editor of the Mason Crown at Old Dominion and is now burning it up at the Tidewater Review and very much under the watchful eye of the folks at the Daily Press who will be crazy not to give her a full-time position at their earliest opportunity. How is that, Adrian?
Everything's going really, really well.
Good.
I just wanted to call in and make a comment about your show because you were my first internship and you taught me a lot about community journalism and how important it is to stay in touch with the area that you're in. So I really appreciated it. It's a great platform for me to start my career on, but it's also just really, really important for our community to have a station like you.
Adrian, I'm really proud of you and thank you for saying that. I'm really proud of you. I'm proud for your success, and I'm proud for how hard you've worked. And you're really making a great contribution there, and you're going to have a great career in a field, which is daily journalism, that needs bright, capable minds. So thanks for
Thank
the call.
You.
Great to hear from you.
Oh, no problem. All Thank
right.
you. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adrian is, I'm telling you, she's burning it up. She's getting a lot of great coverage on the horse tracks up in New Kent, and she's really getting it done. Phil is on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Phil. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I just want to say I very much enjoy your show, and I like the fact that you have a podcast of your show, but I can't seem to find a podcast of Another View because I really enjoy listening to that.
Sure.
Another thing that I would like to see is, you know, there are certain shows and certain presentations like Friday, David Brooks and E.J. Dionne have a kind of week in review type thing. And if you miss it, if you're not in your car or you don't have your radio on at the time, I can't seem to pull it up in any other fashion.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it on the NPR site after the fact, as a segment within All Things Considered. But it's a great point that it's not in a podcasty sort of form.
Another View is a podcast. If you're using Apple iTunes, just search WHRO and you'll see all the podcasts we have. This show, Another View, Out of the Box has a CD of the Week and many others. Mal's Reviews, etc. So just search WHRO and it should pop up.
Yeah.
If not, I mean, type in Barbara Hamley or
Another View.
Another View.
And Phil, I will tell you, there is absolutely a way to pull up all of our old programs. And what that does is memorialize every mistake we've ever made.
That's right.
For time immemorial. We are, I think our show goes back to 2006, if I'm not mistaken, on, I think you can get it back to 2006.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Which is just a horrifying thing, but there it is. Let's see, 25 minutes before the hour. Hank is on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Hank. You're on the air.
Hello. How are you?
All right.
I love your show.
Thank
you. I love Another View. I also love Paul Shagrew and the other music that we have on WHRV. This has always been the news and alternate music station, and I would hate to think that you would change the format.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's an intention to do that, just
nope,
to be clear.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, well, it will
I just
stay
wanted
on.
To. I wanted to voice my support because of the previous call.
All right. Well, Hank, thank you for the call.
Yeah. I mean,
it's 25 minutes before the hour.
We get lots of feedback about programming throughout, and so every comment we take. But of course, we don't program the station for any single person. So, over time, if we got a lot of complaints about a certain program, we would certainly consider, but every
Absolutely.
Day we'll get a comment, good or bad about a certain show, and we respond to all comments.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I want to make sure people know. But yes, we can't program every station for every individual.
And we are at 24 minutes before the hour. 440-2665 1-800-940-2240. Jim's on the line from Williamsburg. Hi, Jim. You're on the air.
Hey, Kathy. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Well, yeah, it's kind of an important thing to me, but just real short, what I would suggest is if you really want to influence the programming at this or any other public radio station, tune in during Pledge Week and vote with your dollars.
Fair enough. And you are
That's
not a plant, are you, Jim? Well done.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, again, we go back to the when I first got here and Jay and Paul talked about how successful they were in fundraising. That is one way to vote for what you love. When you call in during a pledge drive and say, hey, we love Hearsay, I'm going to call and support during Hearsay, that's a vote. There are many other metrics we use, of
mm-hmm.
course. Quality of the show has got to be there, et cetera. But certainly becoming a member around a certain show is heard loud and clear by those of us who make the programming decisions.
Thank you for the call. One of the questions from our Facebook page has to do with wondering whether there's any likelihood that Counterspin would be coming back to WHRO.
It's not in their current plans
yeah.
to bring that back.
And also, all right, Catherine says, if Jay goes, so do I.
Jay's
Don't
not
worry.
Going anywhere.
And just to be very clear,
Don't worry,
again,
Catherine.
Let's be very clear. Jay is not going anywhere. So, we love Jay. Megan is on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Megan, you're on. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Terry. Megan, I'm going to come to you in a moment. Terry's on the line from Chesapeake. Hi, Terry, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right.
My call when I first lady asked me what
yeah.
my one sentence was don't mess with Paul Shagrew.
Okay.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I pretty much have you on from the time I get in my work truck to the time I get out of it.
Wow.
There's a few shows I'm not real
mm-hmm.
up on, but that's the way it goes, and that's why they have many dials on the radio.
Yes. Boy, I tell you, Terry, you have hit the nail on the head. The truth of the matter is, programming is a big challenge. It's a hard, hard job. But the truth of the matter is what you try to do, and I think Heather would support this, you try to strike that balance
mm-hmm.
and do the best you can with it. I'll bet there are shows you don't particularly care for.
Oh, absolutely. There
yeah.
are shows that, aren't my cup of tea, but I know that they're popular with our listeners.
Yeah.
So we keep those on the schedule.
And
never programmed to, to our taste.
A personal taste,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it's not a personal taste.
Terry, I really appreciate the call. I would love to see, we don't have this demographic data, but it would be very interesting to see. I think this program has a huge, I'm going to say huge because we don't have numbers to show it anyway, so I'll just say huge, volume of truckers who listen. We hear a lot of truckers on the road
mm-hmm.
all the time. I have my lovely Deborah who calls from North Carolina. But I love that we're having on the program people who are traveling from place to place, seeing different things, having different experiences. That's one of the things that makes it very rich. Megan is on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Megan. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
I just wanted to call and honestly thank all of the programming. I moved here as a fresh college grad and a newlywed that knew absolutely no one about 8 years ago and tuned into my local NPR station and immediately started to feel a sense of community through it. And since then,
nice.
Some programs are amazing. Yours, I love Paul Shagrew. That was kind of my transition from being a college student into the real world, I think. He helped me with that bridge. But now we donate every year. My husband's a member. My brother's a member. He recently moved up here, and nobody can interact with me without knowing they're going to hear a earful about, you know, WHRO and WHRB. So I just love you guys, and thank you all so much. Probably necessarily realize what an impact you have, especially to all the people that move here and don't know people right at first. So.
I think that's Megan, our new promo.
I was going to say, Megan, can you come by the station and tape that for us? I'm not kidding.
But
thank you so much.
That's a great point about the transient nature of the community. Nathan's on the line from Minnesota. Hi, Nathan. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. I just wanted to call in and tell you, like everybody else, you're amazing. I love the show. I'm not from Norfolk. I was actually there earlier this year, and someone, a director friend of mine, a local director, introduced me to your show, and he was on your show not too long ago, talking about Virginia opera. I'm an opera player.
Oh, okay.
And I travel all over the country, and it's just, you know, you did a segment, I believe, on Zalame.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
And I got addicted to it. I was like, wow, even after I left Norfolk, I found myself following you online and listening to your show. So it's just, I love the subjects that you bring up, even if they're local subjects that I'm not quite familiar with. You bring up a lot of perspectives that I really appreciate. So keep up the good work.
Gosh, Nathan, thank you.
Continue to follow you.
I look forward to that. I think we tend to think of our listeners being mostly here. This is very gratifying to hear that people are here and then they move on and continue to be connected, because that is the great thing about technology now, is that we can all remain connected. Yeah. Regardless of where we live, and that makes me very happy. Nathan, thanks for taking the time to call today. I really appreciate it. We're at 14 minutes before the hour. Walter's on the line from Ocean View. Hi, Walter. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. And I also would like to send my accolades for your wonderful work and your wonderful program. My question was concerning recently. I was so thrilled that they were presenting Wolf Hall.
Ah, I love that.
And I had just finished reading the books, and I'm rereading them. But where did it go?
It was only the 6 episodes, so it's wrapped up for now. And then we'll be going through a new set of Sunday dramas this week. Poldark.
Yes, we're starting June 21st. We're starting Poldark and Crimson Field. Now, Walter, both you and I know there was a second book written, though, so I think that they're going to produce a second series
Really?
Of Wolf Hall. I do think so.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
The body.
There we go.
Yes, we will. You and I both.
Yeah, I tell you.
Thank you so much. I just wondered, I have missed, obviously, the last episode, and from that point on, there were specials on it.
Yes. It's a great series.
What you'll like is we will be debuting in July what we call matinee. It's in the later part of the afternoon, Monday through Friday, and we'll be repeating programs like Wolf Hall, so you'll get a chance to pick it up again.
Yeah, Walter, you keep an eye on that schedule.
The acting was superb.
Boy, wasn't it just. I'm telling you what. Thanks for
taking my call.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much. Poldark looks, and let me just say, if you get the WHR Dimensions magazine, you will see a cover that will make you want to watch Poldark.
Isn't that the truth?
That might skew female, I think, looking at that cover.
Everybody's beautiful. He's beautiful. There's something for everyone on the cover
there
here. Honestly, there really is. But this is a great story. A red coat returns to Cornwall after the American Revolutionary War to discover this is not the thing you want to walk into. That his father is dead, his lands are ruined, and his true love is about to marry his first cousin. Oh, well,
there's
that's
some
a bad
drama.
Day.
It's a great setup for good drama.
Exactly. Bad day any way you look at it. But you know it will be done deliciously well on PBS. 440-2665, 1-800-940-2240. Michael's on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. A longtime listener, 20-plus years and a sustaining member. And I just want to congratulate everybody on the good job they do.
Wow. Thank you for all that support.
You're welcome, quite welcome. It's a pleasure listening to the show. My main question is Democracy Now, being as liberal as I am, but the region is typically a little bit more on the counter side of the Democracy Now debate. Just wondering if that show would ever come to Tidewater.
Yeah, Michael, it's a great question. I know that we have been in and out with that show.
There have been occasionally we get requests for the show, but at this point, there's not really any plans to to bring it back to the schedule.
But you can listen to that one online as well, Michael. You certainly can do that. 14 minutes before the hour. That's the great thing, too, about the new technology is that, well, I'm saying new like it's been around for a little while now, is that if there is something you love to listen to and it's not carried in the schedule, you can still get it. Paul's on the line from Portsmouth. Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy. I'm calling about Antique Roadshow. Is it going to be affected?
No. Antique Roadshow, they've got, a whole new season starting in September, and that will continue to air on Saturday and Monday evenings.
Yeah. Monday evening, of course, is double pumped. Mm-hmm. We do a Monday 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock mm-hmm. is a repeat of an older season. So
the books are never worth much. I'm just going to say that's just kind of my – I watch that show, and I'm like – why are you bringing the books? Because they're really...
just stay at home.
Come in with an old rug.
That's what I'm talking about. And then you just never know what's going to happen. Paul, thank you for the call. Joanne's on the line from Virginia Beach. Hi, Joanne. You're on the air.
Oh, hello, Kathy. I'm a long-time listener and first time I've called.
Oh, I'm so glad you did.
Thank you. I'm calling actually for my husband. He loves Red Green, and he would love to see that come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Green is a favorite of mine as well. You know, we continue to look at the, if it came back on the air, it'd probably be a Saturday night program. And we're looking at the Saturday night schedule right now about, people have strong opinions on that night. So we're looking at it right now. And Red Green is one of those shows that people love. It's a fun show. That show is noted.
Yeah. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call. 14 minutes before the hour, lots of folks wanting to talk about the programming. Here at WHRO and WHRV, Ralph is on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Ralph. You're on the air.
Hello, Kathy. This is Ralph. You and I played with a raccoon one morning. I'm a regular volunteer over there.
My goodness, Ralph. So yeah. This is just a moment. We're fundraising one morning, so you have to get up at 0:30 to be here anyway.
Yes.
So you know you're not in the most terrific of humor. And when I was coming in the station in the back door, there was this. Ralph, I'm going to say it was a 40-pound raccoon. That's what it looked like to me.
I think you're about right about
40-pound
that.
40-pound raccoon, honestly. It was massive. Sitting on top of the trash can, you know, smoking a cigarette and drinking coffee or something. It was ridiculously brazen. And I didn't see it. And if I had seen it when I walked past it, I promise you I would not have been on the fundraiser. And Ralph warned me coming in there, which I was very grateful.
Yay,
thank
Ralph.
You. Yeah, that was a well done.
It was my pleasure. I am a big fan, obviously. I volunteer over there and really enjoy listening to it. And I listen to a lot of the options you have available, both on the HRV and HRO sides. I have a hard time because I like Sherry as much as I like you, Kathy. And, so I flip back and forth on days to days. One thing I am regularly listening to, though, is Morning Edition.
Yes.
And while I love Marketplace as much as the next person, I really miss the fact that now that they've changed the programming time, you have three episodes of Marketplace, and we don't get to hear that second version of the arts program that runs usually the last 10 minutes of the 10 minutes to 6 hour. That's now covered by a Marketplace segment. So Wednesdays, we miss Frank DeForge. They have interviews. For example, a few months back, they had an interview with Joni Mitchell, probably one of the last ones that we're able to have. Mm. It only ran at the 10 to 6 round. It did not run again at 10 minutes to 8. So we're missing all of that stuff now. And I would really like to see if we can't, if folks wouldn't be amenable enough to be able to just go back to two of the Marketplaces. I know that's become part of Morning Edition now, but if they can just go to the two and keep that same and keep that art segment for the 10 minutes, the second 10 minutes of the hour, instead of running three Marketplaces. I'd really like to see that come back.
Thank you for the call, Ralph. I appreciate it. 12 minutes before the hour. I'm going to try to get through these calls real quick because we've got somebody who doesn't like the show, and I want to make sure that we have time to take that call. Jesse's on the line from Norfolk. Hi, Jesse. You're on the air.
Thank you. I just want to say how much I enjoy your show and most of the NPR program. I really enjoy NPR News. I'm pretty well given up on cable and the television networks. I was wondering whether any chance to get the NPR News into the evening, you know, the 5 minutes at the top of the hour.
Ah, interesting.
Like past 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's certainly a good suggestion. Mm. I can picture Paul's face right now and Jay's. but no, we take all suggestions.
That's worth the conversation.
Always.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I can pick up a station with CBS after you stop having it, but you know.
Well, sure.
I'd love to keep you. I don't want you to go anywhere.
Oh, I won't.
Okay.
But I don't listen to the music program, but
gotcha.
I like Diane Rehm. I like Kathy's show. It is very diverse, and I think that you all give a very good point on your religious programming.
Okay,
it's very
you.
Diverse.
All right. Thank you for the call, Jesse. I really appreciate it. Paul's on the line from Portsmouth. Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling back because I asked about Antique Roadshow,
uh-huh.
which I do not like.
Oh, okay.
Too much of it. It's just, I really don't like it at all. And it's
okay.
on too often. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank
so,
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah,
okay.
And
so he disliked Antique Roadshow.
Paul,
okay.
We do air
not
it three,
our show.
We do air it three times
mm-hmm.
a week, twice on Saturday, twice on Monday,
that
once on
better.
Saturday. And as I mentioned, we're looking at our Saturday evening program lineup.
Oh,
so
yes.
We'll look at that. We're aware. I mean, frankly, it's aired three times because it's such a popular
yeah.
show with
mm-hmm.
our viewers.
Thank you for the call. 9 minutes before the hour, and Lynn is on the line from Chesapeake. Hi, Lynn. You're on the air.
Kathy, I'm going to be in agreement with most everybody that calls.
Okay.
You are a local treasure, and I love you. I don't miss you if I can get to a device. And
oh,
you know, my
thank
favorite
you.
Show that you do is when you pull together the editorial board like you
oh,
did
I'm
yesterday.
I'm telling you what. Those people have something to say, don't
I'm
they?
I'm telling you. And it's always nice and cordial. And I tell you, I thought maybe overnight we'd get some snow because Vivian and John agreed on at least 2 or 3 points yesterday.
Lynn,
they did.
I have to tell you, this is so.
I was really surprised, but
I know.
Love that. And I know it takes a lot of strategy, but you know what? I wish you could do that once a week because
okay.
we got plenty of Virginia politics.
Oh, that's
talk
a
about.
Fact. That's a fact. You
I
know,
love
that,
you, darling.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate that call. I have to tell you that I thought the same thing, Lynn. Yesterday, and just so you know, this is the way that show works. We have the editorial page editors from the Pilot and the Daily Press, so that's very opinion oriented, and it's a whole opinion show. So. You know, that's how it is. And then we have a sort of a blogger that is more Democrat, progressive, and a conservative Republican blogger, not blogger, sorry, radio host and blogger. And it was really interesting because yesterday they were all on exactly the same page about the Citizens United decision. And I think it was 3 or 4 times when John said he agreed with Vivian, and I thought the apocalypse is upon us. That's all you need to know. It's happened. It's happened. We've jumped the shark. It's all over with. So thank you for that nice comment. We have Mal Vincent standing by, and I know that you wanted to talk about education opportunities and
some other time.
Is that okay? Because
yep.
we just
got hit Mal. Gotta
yeah,
get Mal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and we want to, you know, everybody wanted to talk about the programming.
We'll have
so.
An education conversation down the road.
So I bet we will.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's
well,
talk about that.
There are fantastic things going on truly in education. We will absolutely do this in the detail that it deserves, but there are all kinds of opportunities and online courses. We have the eMedia VA, which is winning all kinds of awards, which is very exciting. And then the Virginia Department of Education is working with WHRO on this whole virtual Virginia program with a new pilot coming this year. So skills, we've got skills online. We have a whole second floor of this company, which I will be honest, didn't know existed for the first 3 years I was here, but I found myself in this. Wait, there's a second floor? That's amazing. And they're doing amazing things in the realm of education.
We're really ramping up the educational production. So when companies want to create online courses within their company, we can do that for them very cost effectively.
And we'll definitely come back and talk about that. Yeah. But Mal Vincent is standing by.
That's Tara's theme, and this is Mal Vincent. And there is no question but that this music is the signature of the most talked about, most famous movie ever made. Here's news for you. It's back on the big screen where it belongs, and it's for one time only this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Nero Theater in the Ghent section of Norfolk. The movie, of course, is none other than Gone with the Wind, and I'm going to be there supposedly to introduce it. Let me tell you, the stories behind this movie could fill several books and already have. With adjustments made for inflation, it is still the most seen movie in history, even if it does take 3 hours and 45 minutes to see it. And by the way, we'll never be hungry again, although I hear that Scarlett has nothing to offer but turnips in that famous scene. And we're going to learn maybe this time around that Rhett actually does give a damn. We've lived for years hoping we can change that ending, but the ending, I'm afraid, will be the same. Two of my favorite interviews of all time were with members of the cast. Butterfly McLean, who plays Prissy, was in Norfolk several times, once to appear in the musical Showboat at Chrysler Hall. Her famous line that she doesn't know anything about birthing babies is world famous. She tells stories about Miss Vivian and Mr. Clark and how she was quite happy to play what she called a servant girl named Prissy because she was never a servant girl in real life. I also had several interviews with the last surviving member of the cast, Olivia de Havilland, a woman who is as gracious as the lady she played in the movie. She played, of course, Melanie Hamilton Wilkes, the even-tempered and long-suffering wife of Ashley Wilkes. Today, she is in her 90s and lives in Paris. I met Olivia first on the set of Airport 77 on the back lot of Universal Studios, where she was just being dragged out of the water after a scene that required her to almost be drowned. It didn't bother her at all. She was wearing a bathrobe when I interviewed her. But de Havilland was a steel magnolia who could well have been a southern woman of the period. She had a tough streak that was balanced by her sweetness. I wish I could tell you more about it, but time. Anyway, of course, you should remember that a girl from Norfolk, Virginia, right here, almost played the role of Scarlett O'Hara. Her name was Margaret Sullivan, and she grew up in a well-to-do home in Norfolk. She was known as Peggy here. She made her acting debut at the Norfolk Little Theater before going to Hollywood, where she was one of the great stars of the 1940s and married actor Henry Fonda and director William Wyler. Her favorite co-star was James Stewart, with whom she appeared in The Shop on Main Street, among others. All in all, she never co-starred with Clark Gable, and she never appeared in Gone with the Wind. But Margaret O'Sullivan was very independent, and she was one of the few who did not court David O. Selznick for the role of Scarlett. She didn't feel she was right for the part. Okay, Gone with the Wind, back again, and I will be there. See you. Bye.
Back again. I love you, Mal Vincent. That was fantastic. Yeah, how many of us can start a story out by saying, you know, when I met Olivia, they were just pulling her out. I mean, this is what I love about that man. What a treasure trove of great stories he is. And Mal Vincent, boy, you want to talk about a treasure in a community. That is Mal Vincent. We are awfully glad to have him, his reviews on this broadcast. He is an enjoyable, kind, and terrific man. So thank you so much for listening. By the way, both Heather and Bert said that if there's something that you wanted, because I'll tell you, we had calls stacked up through the whole show, so it's very possible that you tried to get in the conversation and couldn't do so. So here's what we're going to suggest that you do. Just send us an email at hearsay@whrv.org. Yes, that's the station we've been on for 18 years. Can't believe I couldn't remember that. And we will forward it to the appropriate party so you don't have to remember names and all the rest of that. Just send it to hearsay@whrv.org and we will pass along your comments. And, you know, the management and the staff really do listen to what you think. And I think you've heard some of the ways in which programming decisions are made in the course of the broadcast today. And I do hope that here's the thing with new shows. You have to at least give them a try. It's like when you're 3 years old and you got a plate and it's got a vegetable that you don't. You got to at least give it a try, and then you can say whether you like it or not. So there's your lesson in adulthood for the day. So we're all going to give these shows a try in July, and then we'll meet back in July and see what we thought. Thanks for listening. We'll see you right back here on Monday.